Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, which is a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to 6 Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place in Fillmore in conjunction with the Territorial Statehouse Museum.
Cami Dearden opens her home to grateful travelers as part of her work at Dearden Motors in Fillmore.
My husband grew up in the business, and their customer service is amazing. We get cards in the mail every day. We had a lady who was really sweet. Oh, it was 3 or 4 years ago. She sent us a quilt in the mail, and she says, "I just appreciate you guys so much." And it's just a story of how she had a feeling she shouldn't be traveling, but she chose to travel anyways, and then ended up breaking down, and how she was so worried and scared. And it was so fun. We opened it up and I'm like, she sent us a quilt. I have it on my little girl's bed. So it's always fun to receive those letters from people that are grateful for the services you provide. Where we're on the I-15 corridor, not only do you have the business in town, but you have I-70. It comes over and connects with I-15. And it is a very busy interstate. I mean, on any given day, like yesterday, on Friday, you were like, oh, it'll be kind of slow, right? It was crazy. We had probably 10 breakdowns off of the freeway that we were trying to help. We are a 24/7 business. They direct the phones to home. A typical day starts Monday morning, 8 o'clock, after they might have worked all weekend long towing. And we work until 6 o'clock. Lucky if we get a lunch in, we're usually eating as we're running to help the next person. I have put up my fair share of people that are broke down in Fillmore that either don't have money or that are the hotels are booked, because if there's a snowstorm, usually it's a big snowstorm, and you'll get a lot of accidents, and people will decide they're not going to drive anymore, and so all the hotels will book up. Or, you know, you have a lot of them that come in on their budgets, and they're just, oh, we just wasn't planning this. And so I had one specific family. They stayed at my house for like 5 days. We went to Seven Peaks with them and getting to know their family, and they had kids too, so it was easy to just kind of blend. We ate meals together. We have so many people that break down that come and go. People from all over the country. We had somebody from New York. We had people from Canada. We had people from Texas. We had people from California. There was just like a family of 8 that had been in an accident. And then we had one of the Asian tour buses break down, and we had like 25 of them in there sitting. It just is so neat to get to just talk to individuals. I think it was about 2.5 years ago, we had a motorhome break down. And these guys, they're a Catholic family from Wisconsin. And they were doing their last big hoorah, and they were going to hit all the national parks. And they had broke down in a motorhome. So ultimately, we ended up towing them with our semi-wrecker. With their great big pusher motorhome, we took them to St. George. And so I ended up taking her and most of her kids down with her in my Suburban. And we just had the best conversation about standing up for each other and being there for each other. We meet a lot of really, really cool people in dire circumstances when they could be at their worst. And it's just amazing how humble and sweet most of the people are. My favorite part about working at the garage is that you find that there is good in the world.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.